You're listening to Week 8 of the Rights Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to hear from Corey Brunson, the head coach, breaking down last week's 28-7 loss against Memorial. Also, he'll give us an update on Jamontre Johnson, the star utility guy on offense, has gone down with an injury yet again. The Panthers bitten by the injury bug. Remember DeJarnett, he's done for the year, so a lot going against Wrights by way of injuries, and we'll keep an eye on Jamontre Johnson. Plus, head coach Corey Brunson will break down this upcoming game against Mossy on Friday. We're also going to hear from Azari Jackson, the senior lineman of both on offense and on defense, top 15 in the state in sacks. So he's doing something right on the defensive end. And, well, he's protected his fair share of quarterbacks as well as one of the tackles for Wrights football. So, a lot to talk to Azari about today right here on WREF. We'll take a step aside, but don't go anywhere. Head coach Corey Brunson is waiting on deck when we return on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... Ugh, never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
Kim Schnell, Nunnemaker Insurance Agency is the go-to company for your insurance needs. Kim, how can you help with insurance?
I can assist you with all your needs, including auto, home, recreational vehicle, motorcycles, and much more. As an independent agency, we represent numerous companies that can fill all your insurance needs at a reasonable price with excellent coverage options.
Come on now, give her a call for a free estimate at 812-550-2409 or visit her office at 421 North St. Joe, just a block off historic Franklin Street.
Leroy's Tavern, family owned and operated since 1970, proudly supporting all our local sports teams. Tons of great specials, Sunday, Monday, Thursday, $1 Busch Light pints, or our fabulous $9 lunch special Monday through Friday. 2023 People's Choice for Best Place to Karaoke and Sports Bar. Come watch the games with us. It's just like watching at home, but with better food and colder beer. Leroy's Tavern, located at 2659 Mount Vernon Avenue in Evansville.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Back here on Week 8 of the Wrights Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us. Corey Brunson, the head coach for the Panthers, is here on WREF, breaking down last week's game against Memorial, a 28-7 loss against maybe the best team in 3A. Coach, really appreciate your time. How are we doing?
Well, doing good. Thanks for having me.
This is a tough game. I know it's always tough to lose, for a bunch of reasons, but that's a really tough team. Was there anything that surprised you about the matchup itself against the Tigers?
No, we expected, they're a very good ball club. I mean, they're undefeated for a reason, and, Coach Early does a great job with them, and they're always prepared, and, we had some opportunities to make some plays and do some things, and, there's some positives from the night. I mean, if we take care of the football and eliminate those, two turnovers, defensively we only gave up two touchdowns, and one of them was a third and 15, long 50-yard play or whatever. So I think there were some key things that we did, I thought we did better and got better and improved on. But, again, we knew it would be a hard-fought ball game, and they're a very good ball club.
Yeah, looking at this game, obviously the complexion of the game changes with injury. It's a contact sport. Your team has not been bitten. Your team has been devoured by the injury bug at times this season. And we know that Jermontre Johnson went down with an injury. We don't know necessarily what his status going forward is, but what was the effect in this game of Johnson's injury?
No, definitely he's a big loss. You know, we don't know again, his situation. Hopefully it's nothing major. We'll find that out throughout the week. But yeah, definitely he's a big playmaker. You know, it's a guy from pass side we can, you know, just kind of throw it up to and make a play. And definitely when we lost him, it definitely hurt. But you know, we had some, you know, like everybody else, we get a handful of injuries, but next guy up, got to be ready to go. And I think our coaches do a pretty good job of getting multiple players prepared. But yeah, definitely he is definitely a key guy that hopefully he's not out very long.
I know that you guys tried out Landon McCutchen at quarterback behind Parker Baumeier. I know that going into this season he was listed as quarterback 3, but trying some things out, how did Landon play in your head?
I thought you know, he did something well. You know, I was kind of you know, as the year was going on throughout the season, he's got more and more reps in practice, getting more prepared, and to see what he do. And you know, getting thrown in that game versus Memorial is not an easy one, just to make your debut. So I thought he did some good things. There's obviously some things he still has to work on and get better at, but being thrown in that type of game, that atmosphere, I thought he did some things. I was pleased.
6 of 12 with an interception behind Parker Baumeier, who goes 7 of 10 for 20 yards. So throwing behind the sticks, Baumeier as the quarterback, the starting quarterback in this game. Should we expect him to be the starter next week?
Oh, we'll just see how the practice goes. I think those two are kind of we'll duel it out, and we'll just see who has the better week, and we'll see.
Now we're going to talk defense in a moment with Jackson coming on the show. Looking forward to that. But I do want to ask you a little bit more about this offense against Memorial. And, you know, Amir Wilford had another good game, but maybe more importantly, I know he's only a freshman out there and he's not a very big kid, but he has put out some numbers. He has done a really good job over the last couple of weeks, yeah, putting up numbers, but also staying on the field. I know that he's taken some hits this season. So what has he done over the last couple of weeks to stay on the field to get those touches that you're calling on him to get?
Yeah, I mean, he does, you know, as the year's gone on, he's gotten definitely more experience and just kind of, you know, he's not very big, so he's got to be able to avoid taking some of those hits, you know, get out of bounds when you can or – get down when you can in certain situations. You know, sometimes getting one extra yard isn't worth getting hit by two or three guys. You know, he's got to figure it out. But he's starting to figure things out, run the ball well. He's also been done, for a little guy, he's done a pretty good job on pass protection. There's times he's picked up some backers blitzing and has done a decent job.
Again, Corey Brunson, the head coach for Wrights Football, is here on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Don't go anywhere. We're going to hear from one of the Panther players when we return on WREF.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... Ugh, never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for, so don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
Kim Schnell, Nunnemaker Insurance Agency, is the go-to company for your insurance needs. Kim, how can you help with insurance?
I can assist you with all your needs, including auto, home, recreational vehicle, motorcycles, and much more. As an independent agency, we represent numerous companies that can fill all your insurance needs at a reasonable price with excellent coverage options.
Come on now, give her a call for a free estimate at 812-550-2409 or visit her office at 421 North St. Joe, just a block off historic Franklin Street.
Leroy's Tavern, family owned and operated since 1970, proudly supporting all our local sports teams. Tons of great specials, Sunday, Monday, Thursday, $1 Busch Light pints, or our fabulous $9 lunch special Monday through Friday. 2023 People's Choice for best place to karaoke and sports bar. Come watch the games with us. It's just like watching at home, but with better food and colder beer. Leroy's Tavern, located at 2659 Mount Vernon Avenue in Evansville.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Back here on Week 8 of the Rights Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Azari Jackson is here on the ref and breaking down his individual performance, which has certainly been special on both ends of the football. On defense, he's top 15 in the state in tackles, rather in sacks, and also racking up those tackles as well. Hey, Azari, really appreciate you taking the time. How we doing?
Thanks for having me. I'm doing good. How about yourself?
All good. Oh, good to hear from you. You know, I know that you have had a really special season. Senior year is always a special year, but what has made you successful on the field in your final season in that uniform?
Just being disciplined, having fun, just really the main things, playing with my teammates.
And how difficult has it been to play at a high level on both sides of the football? Maybe not necessarily new for you, but it's always a little bit different. Varsity, senior year, and you're playing both ways. That's a lot.
I mean, yeah, but, like, I'm up for the challenge, so I do whatever for my team for it to win.
I know that you're a tackle. I know that you're an edge rusher. I know that you're a big deal on both ends of the football for Rights. I'll ask you this, right? Because you seem to be almost unblockable coming off the edge. If you were the tackle version of yourself, the offense version of yourself, how would you go about blocking the defense version of yourself?
Just kick stepping out to, like, make me equal to myself and make them choose to go inside, then just cut off the inside and make them go back outside.
Okay, I like that. I'll flip the question on you. You're the defense version of yourself. You're going toe-to-toe with offensive tackle Azari Jackson. What's the game plan in trying to get to the quarterback?
Just get off the ball very well. Just stay outside. Just use my speed.
Again, Azari Jackson is here on WREF. It's Week 8 of the Rights Football Show. And talking about the Panthers, I know that it's a tough loss against Memorial. You guys had a couple of different quarterbacks in there, Parker Baumeier, Landon McCutcheon. So for you as a tackle, what does that do for you when the guy behind you, the guy behind center, under center, changes? And in the huddle, the voice is different. How has that affected you?
It don't really change nothing. I'm still protecting the quarterback no matter what. So I really don't change nothing for me. I just have to do my job, just do anything for my team.
As a leader on this team, how do you feel about the next couple of weeks, Bossy and Mater Day before the sectional? I know that this is when rubber meets the road and the season really gets judged. Last half of the year and last couple of games of the year before the postseason, how do you feel about where you guys are?
I feel like we can do better. We just got to pick up some things and just be ready for sectionals.
Again, that's Azari Jackson here on WREF on Week 8 of the Rights Football Show, breaking down his both offensive and defensive contributions to the Panthers and getting ready for Friday night, 6:30 against Bossy. Rights looking for their first win in the past couple of weeks. So, Azari, really, really appreciate you taking the time, and congratulations on everything you've accomplished so far. Good luck going forward.
Thank you.
All right, with that, we take a step aside. Don't go anywhere. Head coach Corey Brunson rejoins the program when we return to break down the upcoming game against Bossy. That and more right here on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Bel Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand in hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel Air Land.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies, 700 North Weinbach, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Kim Schnell, Nunnemaker Insurance Agency, is the go-to company for your insurance needs. Kim, how can you help with insurance?
I can assist you with all your needs, including auto, home, recreational vehicle, motorcycles, and much more. As an independent agency, we represent numerous companies that can fill all your insurance needs at a reasonable price with excellent coverage options.
Come on now, give her a call for a free estimate at 812-550-2409 or visit her office at 421 North St. Joe, just a block off historic Franklin Street.
Back here on week 8 of the Rights Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. All right, the Panthers have lost two consecutive games against two of the best teams in the SIAC in Castle and Memorial. Head coach Corey Brunson is here on the program getting ready to play Bossy, a team that doesn't have a win this season. But, Coach, they come in hungry on Friday night. So I'll ask you this. What's it going to take to get back in the win column against Bossy on Friday?
Well, we just got to get back to doing all those little things right that allow us to win some games, you know, early in the year. You know, we got to fix our mistakes from last week and get better. I mean, it just goes down to those little things. And we got to, you know, just we talked about at the end of the game is like, you know, last year, you know, we unfortunately lost back to back, you know, Castle Memorial, but then we started playing well versus Boston and got on a roll and won the sectionals. So, you know, we just got to figure out what works best and get it going and start playing better football going into the tournament.
You mentioned the idea of building up that momentum after a very similar speed bump last year. Is that something that you're communicating with your players, or you feel like that's just kind of an unspoken thing of, hey, you got to be in it to win it, and we proved that last year?
Yeah, we talked about that, but we talked about, you know, and we're in a somewhat of a similar situation last year, and last year's group, you know, kind of this week, last year we had a good week practice-wise versus Ballsy, did some things well, and again, we got better, played Marte, got better, and just, again, went into the tournament, you know, on an upward trend.
Again, Corey Brunson is here on WREF getting ready for a 6:30 kick on Friday against Bossy. And the Bulldogs, like I said, they come in hungry, but they also come in looking for answers. I know Aiden Boyd has been their quarterback, but they've been struggling to move the sticks. When you turn on the tape on Bossy football this year, what do you see?
I think, they do a lot of things right, but I think they're kind of like a lot of teams has just been hit with the injury bug, and every week it's kind of a different lineup. So they're kind of hard to prepare for because I don't know, who is healthy for them. But, again, they have some guys that can do some good stuff, some playmakers. It's just, it's kind of this is a ball festival week. There's a lot going on this week. We got to keep our guys focused and put together a great week of practice and get better.
Yeah, and a game like this might just be more about how you guys play and how you guys respond after a couple of losses, one to Castle, one to Memorial. But with that, we'll turn to you guys. I know off the top I was asking you about how your backup from last week, Landon McCutcheon, played and what that means for the quarterback position going forward with Parker Baumeier. Is it a true QB competition this week? What are you looking for? Because you kind of said, hey, it just kind of depends on how the two of them acquit each other in practice.
Yeah, I mean, they'll both get a lot of reps, and then we'll just see which one we feel that can give us the team the best opportunity chance to win. I think both have some things that they do well, and both have some things they need to improve on, and we'll just kind of see which one gives us the best opportunity to win and again, win in the future.
Hey, Coach, I've got one more question for you, and it's not especially about this Boston game, though it does incorporate it. You guys play Bossy this upcoming Friday. After that, it's the regular season finale against Mater Dei, obviously a rivalry game that has a lot of juice every single year. How do you avoid Bossy being a trap game and the guys overlooking a team like Bossy and looking towards Mater Dei?
Well, we just stressed our guys, we kind of talked again about last year, that we have to focus on us, look in the mirror and correct the things that we need to correct. And be ready to go. We can't definitely look ahead because, we lost two in a row. So we have no room to look ahead. We got to definitely improve on ourselves and get better and have put together a good week of practice. And again, Fall Festival week, being around the West Side. So it's kind of, there's a lot of distractions out there and we got to stay focused and get better.
Again, that is the head coach of Rice football, Corey Brunson, right here on Week 8 of the Panther Football Show. Coach, really appreciate the time, and good luck.
I think you appreciate it.
All right, again, this is Week 8 of the Rice football Show on WREF.